That's why.
And now, we bring you news from around the world.
News from around the world. Welcome to Earth.
A Kenyan police officer, Ruben Kumutai Leo, who was declared a deserter, has been found in hospital. Mr. Leo was charged in absentia after months of futile search by the police. The case was later withdrawn after police failed to find him. It turned out that he had all along been in hospital in a coma. He had been missing from December last year until last week when he regained consciousness. The police officer was a victim of road accident in the capital, Nairobi, and was admitted on the 21st of December by an unknown person, at the main referral hospital in the city. He had no identity documents with him. He is reportedly due to be reinstated on the police service payroll. Sister of North Korean leader Kim Jo-jang says the country is open to peace talks with the South if it ended its hostile policies. She was responding to a renewed call from the South to officially declare an end to the Korean War. The conflict which split the peninsula into two ended in 1953 with an armistice and not a peace treaty. This week, South Korean President Moon Jae-in called for the two Koreas and their allies, the U.S., which backs the South, and China, the North, to declare a formal end to the conflict and bring peace to the peninsula. Exiled Catalan separatist leader Charles Puigdemont, who was accused by Spain for sedition, has been detained in Italy on a Spanish arrest warrant. He was accused in 2017, though the courts ruled illegal. At the time, he was president of Catalonia, but fled to Belgium after the vote. He lives there and sits as a member of the European Parliament. Mr. Puigdemont had traveled to the Mediterranean island for a Catalan folklore festival. A judge in Sardinia will have to decide whether he should be released or extradited. Pakistan has repeated its call for the world not to abandon Afghanistan following the Taliban's takeover of the country, as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets with his Pakistani counterpart on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. The meeting in New York on Thursday was the highest level face-to-face meeting between the Biden administration and Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan's government since the U.S. President took office earlier this year. Ahead of the meeting, Blinken said the talks would focus on Afghanistan and the importance of their countries working together and going forward on Afghanistan. And finally, British actor and star of Harry Potter series Tom Felton was taken to hospital after collapsing during a celebrity golf match ahead of the Ryder Cup. The star suffered an apparent medical emergency shortly after the conclusion of his match on Thursday at Whistling Straits Golf Course in Wisconsin. The PGA of America, in a statement, said he was transported to a local hospital for treatment and no further details are available. And that's world news. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, you can always send us eyewitness report as news breaks in your area. Send your information to 090-3885-1885. Follow us on Instagram at NigeriaInfoFMAbuja, Facebook at NigeriaInfoAbuja. Visit our website www.nigeriainfo.fm or visit Google Play Store for our mobile app. I am Joy Eberebe.
New shows, new hosts, new realities, true conversations, trustworthy ideas, shared passionately on your number one talk station of the nation. Nigeria Info 95.1
Abuja. Let's talk.
Tell me where is the hero to come and save me.
Wonderful shout out. Don't touch your dial, stay with us. The show just keeps getting better and better.
What is happening, Abuja? My name is Viola. I'm hanging out with my dad, the mayor.
Hello and welcome back. It is What's Happening Abuja. 11:11 it is right now in the nation's capital on the 24th of September 2021. It's Friday and of course the atmosphere is right for, you know, that relaxing weekend to begin at the end of work today. So you are out there, you're working towards the close of business today before you get into the celebratory and enjoyment mood for the day. Well, I am happy for you. Thank you for joining us once again. I've not heard very much from a lot of you guys today, so I'd love to catch up with you where you are, and maybe you can give me a heads up on what's going on where you are. Let's see. We've also got some shout outs that came in, birthday shout outs we'll be doing. Let's see, we got a message from Yetunde, we got a message from Israel Yonge. We got a message from, wow, this is a very long one. Really long message, I tell you. Let's see. And the person sent it so many times asking for a prank. Okay, let's see. Sixtus, wise man from Lokogoma, sent that one in. Let's see. Okay, the rest are from much earlier in the week, so we're just going to stop at Sixtus. So Sixtus, Israel from Aso. What's this? Aso C. What's that? What part of town is that? Aso. I know Aso Rock. I know Aso Drive. I know Aso Koro. But I don't know Aso C. Even me, who is the mayor of the city, I don't know that part. And then there is also Yetunde. Yeah, who sent her own. So yes, these are the shout outs we'll take very, very soon. But let's see who joins us on air to give us a situation update or a report of something going on where they are. 0700-951-0000. That's 0700-951-0000. Well, I hope you did enjoy the bottom line with Fidel and the crew. Another edition will come your way next week, and that would be at 11 a.m. You can catch up with the crew. Very senior journalists and analysts they are, and they'll bring you some very interesting perspectives into the issues in the news. Let's see who joins us via phone. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am blessed. How are you?
I'm okay. Emmanuel Agada is my name. I want this recharge of 1,000 naira in your program of Tuesday the 21st.
Tuesday the 21st. Your recharge will come today, the 24th.
Oh, it's okay, sir.
Yes, sir. You've been
a wonderful working day.
Thank you so much, Emmanuel. Have a blessed day yourself. You will get your recharge today.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You for
Love
calling.
You.
God bless you. Hello. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Fine.
Oh, great, great. Are you ready for Friday hangout yet?
I don't need to hang out, so.
What do you do? You watch TV?
I do shop. I do my shop.
You do shop, eh? Gloria, what's happening now? Tell me, what's going on?
Nothing is happening in my side shower. Yesterday, you did not come, and we have Debbie.
Yes, Debbie stood in for me yesterday.
Debbie's been great, so honestly, she always fits in for those people that are absent from
you. Yes, and yes. She's
that's
really
rewarded handsomely fast.
I'm telling you, handsomely, handsome reward.
I'm telling you.
Absolutely. I will definitely.
Yesterday, you did not come. What happened?
I had to be somewhere, you know, and since I am flesh, I'm not spirit.
Yesterday was
already past the birthday now. It was the day before yesterday and the day before yesterday that were the birthdays. So it was not birthday. Yesterday was work. Yes. Yesterday was full work. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Gloria. All right. Have a blessed day. How the shop do come, Sha? People do come, Abby.
They come small.
Thank God. That's good. That's good to hear. Thank you for calling in, yeah?
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye, Gloria. Hello. Good afternoon. Your line is not clear. Please call me back. Let's see if we can try another line. Hello.
Hello, good morning, man.
Hey, good morning, sir. Good to hear from you.
My name is Ikenna.
Hello, Ikenna. Good to hear from you.
One of your numerous cab drivers.
Okay.
First of all, point of observation, you said next week's hangout will be by 11 a.m. Is that not anything?
Next week's hangout?
Did I say hangout? Bottom line, I mean. I need to say.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's a mistake.
You are telling us to join you next week.
Yes. No, by 10 a.m. Thank you for that.
Yes, you know.
Yeah.
When the layers start getting in action, stuff like this. for those of us who support you,
yeah.
This is the final.
Mayor.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're going to tell me something now. What happened to your line now? Eh? Please call me back, Ikenna. I'd really like to hear what you are going to say next. Hello, good morning. Sorry about that. I lost Ikenna's call. So sad. Hello. Hello, good morning. Well, doing our best to catch up with every one of you out there. See, we've not had this much of today. Good morning.
What's up, Abuja?
Welcome.
Been a long time, oh.
Yeah, so.
This is Elder Bangbunde.
Elder, what happened? Did you travel, sir?
No, I'm around, but you know, earning the money, I have to go to farm.
Okay.
You know, we are preparing for the Christmas chicken now.
That's true.
So we have to go and take care of the chicken, take care of every other thing in the farm, and make sure they get to the right course.
Okay, that's good.
So before I used to come on my radio, you know, around 12:31, and not even every day.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
How are you, Elder?
I'm fine.
No challenge.
Well, I'm fine. How's the family? How's everything?
Very well, sir. Very well.
Well, you are highly welcome. You are highly welcome.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, sir.
You are highly welcome. Thank God it's Friday already.
Yes, sir.
So, the Friday is going gradually. Mm-hmm. So, we have Abuja is cool. So, we thank God we have a sun today. But this sun that you see now, it's been like a rainbow this hour.
Yeah, with some heavy clouds behind it.
Honestly, you are welcome, my mayor.
Thank you, Elder. Thank you so much.
Have a glorious day.
Amen. You too.
Bye-bye. Yeah, amen. Yeah.
All right, Elder Bangbunde. We've not heard from him in a while. Good to catch up. Yeah, those are the people who feed the nation. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Patu.
Salasi, Salasi.
You know, you call me, every time I call you, but there wasn't a good network, and I want to appreciate you for your good work.
Thank you, sir.
Most of the time I hear about that cleanup, but I couldn't have the time to come up. But I promise, maybe next time I will try my possible best to see that I attend the cleanup. I want to appreciate you. Elder Bangbunde, good morning, sir. At least keep wearing the chicken. Maybe we will come and possess some for our Christmas celebration.
Absolutely. Thank you, Salasi. Yes. So the next cleanup is next Saturday. Not this Saturday. Not this Saturday of tomorrow. Next Saturday.
Okay.
And we're still going to Utaku Market. So if you can, if you just pass by greet us, we'll be happy.
Okay, sir. I will try my possible best.
Try, Salasi.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. I want to even see the face. I've never met Salasi before. I like meeting people. Hello. Hello. Okay. Can't hear that person. One more call and then we start with shout outs for today. Hello and good morning.
What's happening, Abuja? Abuja, can you tell us?
Hey, my man. How are you doing?
Mr. Fortune, I greet you specially.
I greet you specially too.
Mr. Fortune, Naka Fortune, I'm from Gidamanguru.
Oh, Gidamanguru, not true. How far?
We do. Shunamai, they wave hands for you.
Greet them for me. Yep.
You see this hustling, eh? For Abuja, the hustling they real. I beg, forgive me, ma, use street language so that the ordinary man self will feel full up.
No wahala.
Fortunately, everything they happened yesterday, you know, say sometimes how they do pilot as Uber rider.
Okay.
Yesterday, I said, ma, go hustle. So, one guy called request me near one hospital for Gariki. So, as I just wait for my client's name come out, I don't want to mention name, but you know, one of these our tribe, with his dictionary and hard medicine. So now so the guy come meet me for driver side. He tell me say, my buy drug, this why they kill, this why they commercial sugar for body, they do this, they do that. Ordinarily, I know they like to listen to this people, but because I pack the weight for my clients, I know just mine. So I use it tough and make the water. So as my client come out from that hospital, one enter, now the guy now can't leave me, call rush him. So come they try to pay the medicine for him. So I come shout, my man, you see star with the shine for your eye, and so bad people they block out, these people they follow you, your business, no one will go. So now the guy can't get infected though. Now I tell my guy, say, make I start the ride. You see, I can start the ride, but make I wait, may listen to which this guy they talk. So now so the guy can they talk, say, you go do this, you go do that, may do this one. Oh, bad people. One. So what you want me to do now? Me buy catfish, buy a cola nut, we get 4 miles, buy coconut, buy salt. So at the end of the main car I'm going house, professor for life, talk to good things about it. You say after 7 days you go still to happen for him. You say no problem. So now the guy can't go. Now this guy can't ask me, say whether I be still part of Nigeria. I say yes. You say which one I see for which this guy did talk. I say, well, I'm not going to tell you whether the thing they talk now real or not, so it's all about your choice. So you think the more will go. He said, but where you go if you buy all those things? I say you can still buy that Wuse market side where they go now or Otaku. Say we can get all these things. You say my car and go to the market. We reach market. I have back. You say my full arm. We enter and that guy tell us say if he won't buy those things, anything where he just wants to buy, may no price them. The guy will enter. We see catfish. They tell us the catfish now 2.5. The guy buy catfish 2.5. We see salt. The same sales
are the same. You want to jump to the end of the story now?
So at the end of the day, we buy this thing, call this guy and I say, now you don't buy this thing. So how you want to go pray for a house? He said, no, we're in there. He said, we're there for market. He said, no, we'll come, bridge. So we drive, go Apple Bridge. Now the guy comes to and say, he said, that guy we meet for street. He said, that guy get low, make car and come. After we find ourselves for Apple Village, we reach in there. The guy enter house. Yeah, I just outside. Say, me I wait for them. So as I just wait for them, now I pinch myself. Make I know whether myself. I don't they lose myself.
Whether you are normal. Whether you are still normal.
Yeah, whether I am still normal. I will come and talk to myself. I say, oh yeah, go where you park your car. Talk to your car. See whether you still the normal. Go. It was funny yesterday. So at the end of the day, as I was waiting for the guy, this guy now came out. I didn't come out. I said, where did they go? I can't call him. He named that Ibugati. Where did they go? He didn't come short. He said, they don't tell him another thing when good. You won't go withdraw 47,000 naira. He said, then go buy this. I said, my man, I see you like this. Now you know this more picky. Can't you use your hair? Can we live here now? He said, no, we started to talk. I said, this is scam. I couldn't erase boy. Now, that one went now. We put consumer, Baba, you remove because you're going to send our police or Wala. And he just come out. He was like, my guy, come inside, I'm going to talk. I cannot see who they talk. But this Apple Village, man, now this is my school. I can't go buzz this, maybe. That fish where we buy, we go carry them, and they carry them. Where that has a moon, I bring that fish. Then I was going to say, in our fish where they use pay, then one carry go, I can't go chop up. Even if you're using it,
you chop. So did you take him away from there at the end of the day?
Yes, because I think my questions will not allow me if I don't they look Rokuro now, they scam this guy. Now I'm going to push the guy. My man, you see know me, I will slap you. If it's me for me to slap you, for your eye to clear, I will slap you. Now the guy now come get back himself. We enter motor, I drove up. So as I was going, and he was not confessing to me that as I just called him Tebube, it was as if something left him. That's how he started coming back gradually. So all this is just everyone has to be very, very careful.
Yeah.
Come, he didn't see me, both for social media, for streets, anywhere.
And for real life.
Just try to help one another.
Thank you so much. I think your situation report brings us to the end of situation report for today. But I let you go because a lot of people will definitely learn something from what you experienced yesterday. And you're a good guy. Or else you'd have just let them scam him or probably get your own out of it, which is something other people can do. You know, but great stuff. We all have to be very mindful. So people go through difficult situations and their problems in life. But I mean, you don't just start randomly following people everywhere in town and just start buying all manner of things and trying to do all manner of things. If it was that easy, I mean, people would have stopped going through difficult situations before now. It's not that easy. Stop trying to look for shortcuts. Face troubles headlong. Find solutions to the problems. Seek counsel. Find help. Get more information, and you will do much better in no time. Rather than following some guys who, you know, play on Colonaut with four mouths. What's the Colonaut with four mouths, please? I had no idea what these guys are talking about. But it's happening every day. It's happening every day, all over the place, you know. I mean, this is an Uber driver telling us his experience. Like joke, if he wasn't there, that guy would have gone to withdraw 47,000 naira from his own account. Nobody following him. So even if you have a camera at the ATM, it really doesn't show much, right? Because he came to withdraw his money by himself. There's so much going on, guys. Be mindful and stop looking for shortcuts. Shortcuts lead you into being caught short. That's deep. Even me, it didn't touch me. Deep. All right, guys, it's 28 minutes past the hour of 11. It's time for us to go for the news at the bottom of the hour. And when we come back, I'll do the shout outs for today. Don't go away. It's What's Happening Abuja.
This is a question everybody has been asked one time or the other from one person or another. What's your pedigree, they say? Fame is not for free. That differentiates the people that drink tea from the people that soak Gary. Well, ain't we all people? You can't sit there, they say. It's reserved, it's well deserved. A name has been carved. It's for celebrity, not for non-entity who's got no ability or financial stability, who can't even afford utility. Balance your liability. Who are you, they say. When it's time for admission, they say, who are you? I say, sir, that question is unnecessary. I aced the examination. I deserve this institution. They say, no. Who are you? Do you know the chancellor? Are you friends with the governor? Do you dine with the senator? Is your father the administrator? Are you related to the counselor? Tell me, do you own a monitor? Do you have enough money? Who are you? Do I have to be a jugger band to listen to a band? Do I have to wear Versace to eat sushi? Do I have to be guarded by cops to visit Transcorp? Do I have to wear gold trinkets to take pictures on the red carpet? Do I have to use an iPhone to sit on the front row? Why can't they just see me for me? Why does my worth have to be determined by the money in my account, or the cartel in my fans, or the words in my mouth, or the selfies on Facebook, which most are not even real? The followers on Twitter don't make me any better. They say exercise your friends.
Headline News, Nigeria Info.
The headlines at this time. House of Reps wants federal government to secure release of Nigerians languishing in foreign prisons unjustly. Federal government inaugurates committee to tackle illegal refining in Niger Delta. PDP drags President Buhari before UN over alleged rights violations, corruption, others. Police parade three suspected kidnappers of Bethel Baptist School students. Governor Lalong cautions religious leaders against hate speech, fake news. Police arraign six suspects belonging to gang of thieves. Communications Minister says 5G network to be ready by January 2022. Reps seek amendment of Power Sector Reform Act 2005 to create renewable energy agency. And in business, Transmission Company of Nigeria loses 1.7 billion naira to power infrastructure vandalism in Maiduguri. Federal government, state, local government share 696.9 billion naira in August. Vice President Yemi Osinbajo seeks knowledge economy panacea to overcome barriers. On the foreign scene, U.S. Haiti envoy resigns over inhumane deportations. FBI issues arrest warrant for boyfriend of Gabi Petito. ECOWAS Parliament promises to be proactive in pre-electoral processes in member states. British MPs fought aid cuts to African states. In sports, Osuhe grabs brace as Napoli trashed Sampdoria 4-0. And FC Barcelona's president, John Laporta, warns coach Ronald Koeman that club may take decisions. And these are the headlines followed at this time. Details coming up at noon. I am Joy Eberebe.
All in, all conversations, all words.
On 95.1, Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
95.1, Nigeria Info, Abuja.
All in, all conversations, all words.
On 95.1, Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
95.1, Nigeria Info, Abuja.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, but thou art with me, thy rod with me.
Yeah!
Rod is a far ride. I can't forget your mighty treasure up in here. I gotta respect that, you know what I'm saying? Light in the air.
Enemy, on the borderline, who'll be the next to fire? 41 shot by the other side. He said he reached her, but he didn't have no peace, sir. But now he rests in peace, sir, in the belly of the deep, sir. You guys are vampires in the middle of the night, stuck in our human blood. Is that your appetite? But he didn't have no peace, but now he rests in peace, in the belly of the beast. Have you ever been shot 41 times? Have you ever screamed and no one heard you cry? Have you ever died only so you can live? Have you ever lived only so you can die again, then be born again from these enemies on the borderline? Who'll be the next to fire? 41 shot by the hollow side. He said he reached her, but he didn't have no peace. But now he rests in peace. In the belly of the beast, you got your vampire in the middle of the night, stuck in that human blood. If that's your appetite, you said he reads, but he didn't have no peace. But now he rests in peace, in the belly of the beast. Diallo, Diallo, never let it even be cold. Diallo, Diallo, you told me the murder was an error. Diallo, Diallo, but every man will be judged. Diallo, Diallo, according to his word. Have you ever been held against your will, taken to a dark place where not even scientists can reveal? So what is for Caesar? Let it be for Caesar. We don't want no peace, we want equal rights and justice. But Diallo, Diallo, never let the demon be gone. Diallo, Diallo, you told me that the murder was an error. Diallo, Diallo, but every man will be sure. Diallo, Diallo, according to his word. You know what? You told me that I wasn't on the floor. Only the strong will survive.
Span for me on the show this morning. I've got 20 minutes to go and 20 minutes enough to do the shout outs that I already have. So let's see how this goes. It's putting a smile on the faces of these wonderful people who celebrate their birthdays today. First of all, Sixtus from Lukuguma sent us a particular shout out, and we're going to be doing justice to that right now. Let's see if we are lucky enough to be able to reach this person. Wish them a happy, happy, happy birthday. Okay. All right. I believe this is... Okay, so 60 says, please help me wish my very good friend a happy birthday. Her name is Vera. She calls me her brother, even though she knows I'm not interested in having more siblings. Tell her I want to climb to the next step. I see what's going on here. I totally see it.
Hello?
Hello, Vera. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Vera, why are you sounding like you don't want a happy birthday message? Come on.
I don't even know what I'm talking to.
Do you have to know? She is happy birthday. The answer is thank you now, she.
I don't know, but I need to know what I'm talking to at least.
But that's another thing that is going to hurt me very soon. You can't remember my voice.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do you remember the guy who used to sit to the right side, to just the right side, and then to the back of your seat in secondary school?
No.
Are you serious? I didn't make an impression at all. You totally forgot?
I think so. Yeah, I did.
Hi. This is sad. And me, I'm here remembering your birthday and thinking if I call you today, you shout, hey, are you serious? Where have you been? You know, all
I
that kind of stuff.
I am now. That was
Hey. Okay. My name is Fortune. Do you remember now?
Fortune.
In your class now, we're in the same class from GS2 to SS1 before I left the school.
You have another name apart from Fortune.
I don't like his tribal name.
You should call that name.
Okay, don't worry. I'll remind you very soon. But first of all, I want to read you a particular message, right?
Okay.
And it's for your birthday. You know, a very special one. So, The first line says, close your eyes and make a wish. Give it wings and let it fly beyond the highest mountain tops, up into the clear blue sky. Aim high when you make your wish. Wish for the very best in life. Mm-hmm. Now, in your mind's eye, with the birthday cake that we just handed you, with plenty candles on it, blow out your candles. Because today is your birthday and because you are extra nice. One wish is not enough for you, so you must wish twice. So go ahead and wish for another thing.
Okay.
And then, this is the last part. I think you are so amazing and you deserve the very best. I wish you a wonderful life filled with love and happiness. Have the happiest birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, so now it's no longer about me. It's about who actually sent the message to you.
Okay.
And his name is Okoro.
Okoro?
No, his name is Sixtus from Lokogoma.
Okay.
Now you get it, right?
Yes.
You do get it. Okay, so...
My brother.
Okay, so now I'm asking you, Vera, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you keep calling Sixtus your brother?
Now we started.
No matter how you started, let me tell you one little secret. Sixtus doesn't want to be your brother. He's not planning on having more siblings.
Oh, really?
No.
That was offered to be my brother.
But that was then. Now, ba.
That was then.
He's moving from brother to... No. Nala. He doesn't want to stay at brother. He has to grow. He wants to grow. He wants to move into the next level. So, Vera, I'm going to leave you with this. Please go and think about it. Sixtus wants to move to the next level. In fact, this moving to the next level, he's not just telling only me and you, because you are on radio right now. You are on 95.1 Nigeria Info Abuja.
Not so.
You are live on radio, I tell you. My name is Fortune and I'm calling you from Nigeria Info FM. And we just thought to wish you a happy birthday on radio. Sixtus sent us your shout out. So forget all that thing I was saying about secondary school. I was not in your class. But happy birthday, Vera. Happy, very, very, very important birthday. And I hope that the next time we'll be talking, we'll not be talking about brother and sister anymore. We'll be talking about the real deal.
No problem.
All right, Vera. Have a blessed day, yeah?
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Okay. Take care of you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Took me 3 minutes to get that lady to the place where she would hear her message. Yeah. Sixtus, I like a guy like you. You're not one of those guys that will just be hanging around and when somebody comes, you not say anything. No. Somebody else now comes that says something, you now get angry. And you are the brother. Does brother get angry when a serious person comes? No. So it's good that you are clarifying now that you don't want to be brother. You want to be the real deal. Yeah. And I got your back on that. Anything you need to do to facilitate that, let me know. We'll run it together. Then I'll MC your wedding. That's how big between brother, marrying everywhere. All right. So let's see. I have another shout out to do, but I need to take a very quick break right now. When we come back, we'll continue with the shout-outs for the day. Don't touch your dial. Don't you go away.
No light, no water. This nation is bagan tiring. Me, I want to port. Calm down, my brother. Port, go where? Don't you know that if only Obolonani... The Chiwa to Bajewipe, we compatriots will arise, and Nigerians' call we go obey. Serving our father's land with love, strength, and faith, then the labors of our heroes' past will not be in vain. If only God bless Nigeria, we go daily pray, instead of the curses we daily rain, then the God of creation will direct our noble cause and guide our leaders to lead us right. If only. If only we go serve Niger with heart and might, like the blood that flows in our veins that will be water every day. This same light go day, like the sun and the stars, they no go flaunt with. If only. If only we are band together like rice and beans. The Christian child will eat the Iliyaram. The Muslim child will enjoy the Xmas chicken. There will be peace. Insurgency will be no more. And there will be peace for all. If only. If only in love and honesty we will grow. Living just and true. Everyone will partake of the national cake. Then a great and lofty height we will attain. If only. Obolona ane. The key wa to ba jewipe. While we build a nation where justice reigns, so we build a nation canopied with peace and bear a nation bound in freedom, then this Wazobia land of our dream will come true. If only me and you go join and build Niger, then Niger go better. God bless you. Now maybe the Omawe, the Alagbe, the Oro, the daily beat stands as into form. And I'm right here on 95.1 Nigeria Info. God bless Nigeria.
All right, there you have it. It's 11 minutes to 12. We've got two more to go on the shout out segment of the show. Yonge Israel sent me another shout out here, and it's for Israel from ASOC. Yeah, okay, Israel is Israel Yonge. And his shout out is to Chisom Ruth Francis. Chisom Ruth Francis is the object of the shout out this morning. So let's see. Trying to get this number correctly the first time so that we don't have to go over this more than once. So, reaching out to Chisom Ruth Francis looks like the day to reach out to all the ladies here. Let's see how this goes at the end of the day. Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Chisom, how are you doing today?
I'm fine.
You good?
Yes.
You don't sound very excited. I mean, I would be more excited if I knew it was my birthday today. Chisom, is your birthday now, right?
Yes.
Yes, you're supposed to be all over the place, jumpy, you know?
I'm excited now.
Hey, now I'm feeling you. How's it going?
Fine.
Has any cake arrived yet?
On the way.
On the way, right? I can assure you there's more coming today. You will see cake today, you'll be shocked. I'm telling you. Alright, so I have a very special message for you. And I want to read it to you now. It says that please tell her that you are a gift to humanity, a special gift to me. When I see you, I see joy and happiness all over. I feel active and strong. You are young, but your actions are great. You know what it means when you say you care. I really wish I was there to celebrate this day with you. However, enjoy it to the full. We will surely celebrate together soon. From a lovely friend, can you guess?
I don't know.
The name starts with letter I. Yes, you got it. That's for sure. Yes, Israel sends that message. And guess what? You are live on radio, 95.1 Nigeria Info Abuja. That's where we are reaching you from. Yes, so the whole of Abuja celebrates you. The whole of Abuja celebrates you. Happy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. So, the cakes are coming. Even Israel, when he comes back, he's bringing a cake along with him.
Okay.
Don't worry yourself. If he doesn't give you, let me know. We will follow it up. Chisom, I hope you are enjoying your day, though.
Very well.
That's beautiful. And I know it's even better now. So enjoy a wonderful birthday.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Now, some very happy people today. Let's see. Final shout out, and that will be it for this week. a happy birthday wish for Mr. Nasiru Abdul Salam, who is my dad. His number is this. Actually, his birthday is tomorrow. Oh, good. That's a good one. Yetunde sending the shout out to Dada. All right, so Mr. Nasiru Abdul Salam celebrating tomorrow. Thank you for the heads up. If I had said your birthday is today, the man would say, who is this? Get off my phone now. You know, that kind of thing. Men don't have a very high threshold for anything that is not clear. So let's see if I'm lucky enough to be able to get to Mr. Nasiru Abdul Salam. I can't wait for the day when my daughter will be sending me shout outs on radio. Then I'll be gray and mature, sitting in my yacht somewhere, and then she sends in the shout outs to the radio. Let's see if we can reach Mr. Nasiru Abdul Salam, who probably is in his own yacht right now. I'm not expecting this call, but let's see how it goes.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Mr. Nasiru.
Yep.
Good morning, sir. How is it going today?
I'm fine.
Okay. I hope you are not at work. I hear it's your birthday, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ah, wonderful. Well, I have a very special message for you on this birthday. I'm sure you've never received this kind of message before. I don't know, but I'm guessing that you've never received this kind of message before. I have a very special message for you. And by the time I'm done reading it, I'm sure you'll know who sent it.
Okay.
It says, on your birthday, I wish you a peaceful and lovely life ahead. May you always be healthy and happy. I wish you a wonderful year. All your life, you have worked towards making our wishes come true. Today, we pray that all your wishes come true. I might not know the pains you went through to make us what we are, but all I know is that we all love you. May God bless you with love, with care, with warmth. Happy birthday, Dad. Wishing you a wonderful long life and prosperity.
Thank you, sir.
Can you guess who sent you this message?
No, I cannot guess it.
Okay.
This is my first time of hearing this voice.
Oh, okay. Well, I am just the reader of the message. The sender of the message is Yetunde.
Okay.
Daddy say okay. Oh, I see what you people have been planning since. That's from your daughter, right?
Thank you.
Yes. So you are live on radio. This is 95.1 Nigeria Info Abuja.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much. Well done, sir.
Yes, well done to you too, sir.
I wish you people the best.
Thank you very much. We wish
thank
you the
you
best too. Please enjoy your birthday. Enjoy celebration.
Thank you.
Enjoy long life and prosperity.
Amen. Thank you very much.
All right, Daddy.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
Yeah.
God bless your family.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, bye. Okay, looks like a full house. People singing happy birthday in the background. You know, somebody sending us a blessing to all our families. And of course, everybody listening, we pray that this blessing gets to you. People will celebrate you as well. You will have people to remember your birthday when it's your birthday. You won't have to say to yourself, happy birthday to me. Other people will say it to you. Right? You know the way we do it on Facebook these days, before your picture, you say happy birthday to me. I mean, like, okay. So, happy birthday to everyone who is celebrating. I can see Vintage Sam sends shout out. All these ones are coming late. They must come between 9:30 and 10 for us to be able to take them. If this is Nigerian people, I want to give a birthday shout out to someone tomorrow. Please, how do I get about it? Saturday is no shout-outs. No shout-outs will have to come next week, Monday. I see all these other shout-outs. And they all came very late. Mayor, good morning. Welcome back. I haven't received my recharge. Don't worry, you'll get it, Patra. We also see, kindly help us wish our father a happy birthday, Mr. Sunday Okai from the children. His children, Nigeria Beach Soccer family. Wow, Tai. Wow. Okay. All these ones I wish I could do. Somebody saying this same Abuja, they would have eventually kidnapped him from negotiating ransom or killed him for ritual. God help us. They're lucky he's buoyant. If he was a broke person, the case would have been reversed, says if you're talking about the situation report we got earlier. Okay, and many more shout outs. Hello, Hafsat. Good to hear from you. Thank you so much. Okay, TJ from Wuse, late shout outs. Maybe we should try again on Monday. Good morning, my name is Haji Atwenyi. I would like to implore our family members, Nigerian Info, that are yet to get vaccinated to visit Area 3 by National Industrial Court for their vaccine at ease. Okay, what's happening, Abuja? All right, Haji Atwenyi, is that where you always are? Maybe I should come over there. I'm not taking it myself. Fortune, Wolu Dudu, wishing your son happy birthday. I need your email address. Onu Haruna from Maraba. Onu Haruna. My email address is fortune@nigeriainfo.fm. fortune@nigeriainfo.fm is my email address. Okay. That's the much I can take for now, because it's time for us to take the news at 12, and after this, the sunny side begins. So, keep your smiles on your face. Remember, always fortune smiles on you. Have a wonderful weekend, and enjoy the rest of your day.